Ocean FM.
Ocean FM's final whistle. Thanks to Donegal Plumbing and Heating. Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samsung and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs.
But there is the full-time whistle.
There goes the hooter.
And it's full-time.
And that's a whistle of joy.
Supporters invading the pitch. We won it! We won it!
This is the final whistle on Ocean FM. The chairman scored 5 points in the county final. The team's captain is the club's coaching officer. But there's a lot more to St Farnan's club championship run in 2021 than meets the eye. Tonight, Damien Eames on the upward curve in West Sligo across more than one sporting code. Can Glencarmanor make more Connacht club history in Swinford this weekend? And in a week when three Donegal players starred in the Republic of Ireland team that beat Georgia 11-0, we'll hear about another talented soccer group from the county who are one win away from a National Cup final. Welcome to the programme. This is Austin O'Callaghan and here's how you can get in touch. 083 3500 530 by text or WhatsApp. The email address sport@oceanfm.ie, and you'll find us on Twitter as well at Ocean FM Sport. Let's begin by congratulating two Donegal sports journalists who have won national awards today at the 2021 Journalism Awards. Ballyshannon's Keith Duggan, sports writer with the Irish Times, won the Broadsheet Sports Writer of the Year for 2021, his shortlisted work including two excellent features this year on Killybegs native Nuala Moore, one of the world's most accomplished sea swimmers, and fellow Donegal endurance athlete Jason Black, who has conquered K2, among many other things in his life. Also collecting a gun, Glenn's Kieran Cunningham, chief sports writer with the Irish Daily Star, for his journalism this year and over the past 12 months around the sport of boxing. So well done to both Donegal journals. Just wanted to acknowledge that at the beginning of the programme. Right then, coming up, Breege McGinty will talk to us about the Donegal under 13 girls soccer team who went to Talla Stadium together last week to watch the Republic of Ireland senior women's side in World Cup qualifier action. This Saturday, they're back in the capital to play their own big match, a National Gaynor Cup semi-final against the biggest youth girls soccer league in the land, the Dublin Metropolitan Girls League. Glencarmanor Hamilton LGFA footballers are still writing new chapters for the club in North Leitrim. This Sunday, a first ever Connacht senior club football final awaits them against the holders Kilkerran Clonburn of Galway. We're going to hear from both managers of the finalists on the programme. But first to another Northwest club who are enjoying some heady times at the moment. In 10 days' time, a third of their Gaelic football team will contest a Connacht club hurling final with Eastkey. But before that, St Farnan's in West Sligo have to fine-tune for this Saturday's Connacht Club Intermediate Football semi-final against the Roscommon champion St Faulia's. Two of the starting team are the joint club chairpersons. They're both in their early 20s, just for your info. The club coaching officer is the team captain. And Farnan's won a dramatic Sligo semi-final against their neighbours Eastkey. After extra time, they turned around a second half deficit in the county final against St Mellosh Gaels to win by one. Now it's into Connacht, where they're representing Sligo as well as the parish. This evening, team manager Damien Eames has been telling Ocean FM Sport where this club championship run has come from.
I'd say the teams of it have grown, I suppose, like most clubs with their underage structures and kids playing, you know, their football all the way through at the underage ranks. And some of the players, you know, I've worked with at underage level in Sligo. My involvement obviously started this year, but prior to that, one of our coaches and selectors, Adrian Smith, has spent a lot of time working with this group, you know, prior to this season, and done some phenomenal work, both in terms of structure and culture and approach. Then obviously myself and Gary Gilligan came in this season. We just saw an opportunity to build on what happened before, and notwithstanding with COVID and, you know, hurling commitments that at least a third of the squad are involved in, we looked at, well, what was it that we wanted to be good at? What were the small things that we wanted to keep on repeating? And then off the back of that, you know, focusing on those things and getting them right, as well as give us a good platform, an opportunity to learn about each other, both as a playing group and I suppose then with us as a coaching group. And for some reason, it just sort of landed in the right place, Austin.
And clearly the relationship between the management team and the players clicked. You are what this group of players were looking for.
I don't know if I could subscribe to that. I think it was just like a nice perfect storm, if I could use that term. And it's like everything else, you know. I want to challenge them along with Adrian and with Gary, and in turn they found an appetite or an increased appetite to challenge themselves. And as long as we were looking for, well, what is it that we could learn? What is it that we can improve? Not just on the playing pitch, but also in terms of our preparation. And if you have that going on, then hopefully, you know, you'll start to see some of the improvements.
In a way, the fact that it's a rural club, does that in some area, some ways make life easier in terms of, you know, getting the buy-in? It's not a big city, urban gathering. Are there advantages to that as well as disadvantages?
I think it's less about, you know, rural versus urban and the profile, to be honest, Austin. I think it's, you know, the folk that are involved, and if there's a willingness, I suppose, to be better, whatever that might mean, than the season before, and not just on the pitch, but off the pitch. I mean, there's a lot of really interesting developments with St. Farland's. When you look at the profile of the executive, you have Paddy O'Connor and Eamon Kilgallen. I think they're 23. I don't know if I'm underselling them or overselling them on that sort of age profile. But they're involved and have been involved with county minors and seniors for the past, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years since I've known them. And they've taken on the role of joint chairperson on top of both their collegiate studies and then into moving into the professional ranks, in terms of working. You look at, you know, the coaching officer is Kieran O'Connor, who's also the club captain, who's been really pushing the envelope in terms of, you know, creating coaching experiences, you know, for the club. Obviously, the club in relation to numbers, both on the boys' side and the girls' side, tend to amalgamate and to make sure that all the kids are playing, I suppose, meaningful numbered games. And so there's a lot of people pulling in the right direction. So if you have got that going on and there's an appetite, you know, to be part of that, then you can see that there's something authentic happening. You know, they will look at the coaching team that we know, some will attend events that are not just football, you know, for the senior squad, but the underage stuff as well. And when they see that happening, then, you know, there's an opportunity for people to say, yeah, actually, you know, this person is really invested in what we're trying to do here.
And success has come, is coming. A lot of these players are dual players. They're involved with the Eastkey St. Farnan's hurlers, who've got their own big Connacht Championship game coming down the track shortly.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, while it brings its own sort of logistic challenges, both on the hurling side and the football side for the managers and the coaches, you can only imagine what it's like on the playing side, but also the people who support the players, you know, be it family, friends or whoever, and that, you know, there's at least 9 of our players who are on the road constantly, and they're playing at the height of their codes, which is great. You know, prior to this chat, I was saying to you, for the kids in the locality, this is what you want. You want to see their footballing player, their footballing heroes and their hurling heroes coming from within the parish, that, you know, they're, you know, landing and participating and playing at the highest stage in the county and then moving on to the provincial club side. But also you've got these guys also involved on the county side, not just at senior, but also at under 20s as well.
The final thing that occurs to me for now, Damien, is Kieran O'Connor's acceptance speech when you lifted the intermediate title a few weeks back in Markovitch Park, and he made specific reference that there's more to come from this team, and he referenced the Connacht Club Championship. They do sound like a very focused group of players.
Yeah, focused is one way of describing it. You probably throw into the mix, you know, strong appetite, a certain degree of humility as well, I think they all realise that what they've achieved has come with investment, both in terms of their time and I suppose their mental space as well. And when you have that, you know, when you consider the profile of the team as well, it's incredibly young if you were to take out one or two of the squad members, probably averaging around maybe 22 years of age, which is incredible. They're a phenomenal bunch of men, and a lot, you know, being young men. You know, they're a credit to their families and their communities, but also to West Sligo as well. They have no hang-ups in terms of who they're going to compete against. They've had to compete against and participate in, you know, traditionally close rivalries, you know, throughout the league and championship campaign. They've had to play teams who operate at a Division One status. So they're now going into Connacht, representing Sligo, representing West Sligo, representing, you know, the St. Farnes Parish. But they can also look to, you know, the success that underage teams have had in the past number of years, and some of these guys have been involved with it. And so they have strong muscle memory in terms of competing and beating plenty of teams, you know, across Connacht. So why not do that at a club level?
That's St. Farnan's mentor Damien Eames, and Saturday's Connacht Club semi-final between St. Farnan's of Sligo and St. Folia's of Ballyleagan Roscommon. It will be live in full on oceanfm.ie from 1:30. Dr. Hyde Park is the venue, and the second half will also be live on FM on Saturday Sports Beat as soon as we come on the air just after 2:00. Glencarmanor Hamilton's Connacht LGFA Senior Club Football Final this Sunday has a change of venue. Their game against the holders, Kilkerran Clonburne of Galway, is being moved to Swinford because the original venue, Kilcoyne Park in Tubbocurry, is unplayable. The throw-in time on Sunday remains the same, 1 p.m. Glencarmanor manager Pádraig Corrigan says the change of venue won't make any meaningful difference, and neither will playing club championship football in December.
We can mix it. You feel we can mix it anyway. Yeah, wide pitch, dry ball, but I think every team likes that, no matter what their style, they like that. But it's the time of the year that Connacht championships are in. You know, it's always October, November time of the year. So it's great to be playing in it. You just need to adapt to it and hopefully have no problems. But pitches nowadays are pretty good in general. You know, you don't have the huge, hopefully, I don't know what surface like, but hopefully the surface will be good in this. Both teams are able to play it to the maximum. Well, okay, maybe not them to the maximum, but you know where I'm getting at.
I do. How would you describe the mood in the Glencarmanor camp this week? The girls have been here before. They've been to a provincial final inside the last 12 months. This is different because it's senior, but how would you describe the atmosphere amongst the panel?
They're the coolest bunch of girls. Always have been since I've been involved in the last 3 years. Like, nothing seems to faze them. I think some of the girls have been playing different sports at a good level. Maybe that helps. I mean, you know, the girls even playing county games and all that. We've got girls involved in that. It's just, they're a relaxed kind of thing. I think it's thrown to them. They're relaxed and they're looking forward to it. So, now with that, continue.
And you know what's in front of you on Sunday. The Galway champions are the Connacht champions. Kilkerran Clonburne going for 4 in a row of Connacht senior titles. It appears they have swatted everybody aside en route to this attempted 4 in a row. Do you like that, or is it totally daunting? What's your view on going into that sort of Lion's Den type of Connacht final?
Yeah, look, it's we don't look. I saw them last Sunday against Clondegale, and they were pretty impressive. No, they were awesome, actually. It was their movement that got me. It was to get the ball in the right position, to get in the right position. They worked for each other. Kind of the way we play, just it might be further down development wise. We don't always find out on Sunday if where we really are. But again, it's you want to be tested against these teams. I've said it a few times that we may as well stop in Leitrim if you don't want to be playing for Clonburn? How do you get better? Isn't that the whole idea of why people want us more games in the revamp of a championship in the Sam Maguire All Ireland series? Was to get more teams playing more often, getting better, getting playing better teams. It's the only way you improve. So that's the way we see it.
And without asking you to give away any tactical considerations on Sunday, Pádraig, but the women's game differs slightly from the men's game in that the pendulum in matches can fluctuate widely. Like, you know, I've seen teams this year who've been 8 or 9 points down and have managed to turn the contest around. But will part of the challenge being not to let your opponents get an early run on you?
The challenge on Sunday will be to keep going to the very end. Keep going, keep battling, keep working for each other. And, you know, you've seen our girls with Jude and Dawson. They'll, you know, if they do that, they'll not be that far away. You know, and have huge faith in them. Or we have huge faith in them. But, you know, they're, yes, it's a daunting thing ahead of us, but we look forward to it. And we want to be here. You know, why would you be daunting? Down to the bird, you know. Enjoy it. We'd be looking at.
That's Pádraig Corrigan. Well, let's learn a little bit more about Glen Carmanor's opponents on Sunday. Kilcur and Clonburn of Galway, as we mentioned, have won the last three provincial senior titles. They've been in 6 of the last 7 Connacht finals. They're a win over then All-Ireland champions Carnacon of Mayo back in 2017 was probably the watershed moment, as team manager Willie Ward explains.
We arrived on the, today everyone's noticed around that time when we beat Carnacon for the first time. But going previous to that, the team had been sort of been restructured and young players brought in when the team was still junior. And then they at that time, that was before a lot of the current crop were involved. But from then on, they won the junior and then in intermediate, they managed to win the intermediate now. And at that time when they were in the intermediate, that's 10 years ago now, the young players then, the ones that are 25 now, they were young players that time that was coming into the squad, you know, like the Walsh twins, the Dibleys. They were Sarah Garmley, you know, Creva. They were the young ones that time that were coming on the scene. Since then, the following year, straight away, after going up senior, we managed to win the senior championship. But we lost heavily that year to Carnacon in the Connacht championship. That was our first outing. But the next year we came back and we managed to beat them in the Connacht final. The following year we beat them by a point in Ballyhonis. And I suppose that they were All-Ireland champions as well at that time when we beat them. And that was really when we arrived, we say, in senior football. Since then, we've been fairly prominent in Connacht. We have won every championship in Galway since we've gone senior, and we've won five in Connacht and 3 in a row since then. Now, since we've gone senior, but as well as that crop of young players that were at the time, another crop of young players came through, you know, talking about the likes of the three known sisters, Siobhan Dively, Niamh Dively, Caitlin Boyle, Caitlin Mee, Anya Shocknessy. They've come along and they've added a lot to it as well. Now, they've added a lot as well. They're now like 18, 19, 20, those girls now. So that's really where the background. And we still have a few going on that was there way back. The likes of Lisa Gannon and Aisling Costello, they were there in the very beginning and they're still there all as well.
Yeah, you can't beat the bit of experience, that's for sure. We know all about you from Markovic Park in the 2020 Connacht Championship, Willie, where you beat St. Nathie's of Sligo pretty decisively. The jump from intermediate to senior is big, whether it's the female code or the male code, but in women's Gaelic football, it does appear to be particularly big.
It can be. Now, in Galway, in our first year up senior, we went to a replay with Cora Finn. Both of our first 2 years in senior, we went to a replay against Cora Finn, and I suppose we were the kick of the ball away from losing either of those the days of the draw. And I suppose it is, but it depends. Sometimes you see in senior football, when you move up an intermediate team, if you have the players, you have the momentum. And that can, I suppose, it was there for us that time. The players were there, even though they were young. We managed to keep momentum going after winning the intermediate, and there were serious design. Now, we had also experienced senior before that, because the team was actually in the senior league, and they were used to playing the senior teams before we won the intermediate championship. So there wasn't any great big awe to it that time. They had gradually worked their way up. You know, and I remember one time there, Ben Corrifin in the league game, early on when the team was intermediate, and, you know, it would be weird if we'd get to Ben Corrifin, that they were the kingpins and all that. And we lost by about 2 points, you know. The manager at that time was Niall Grogan, and I said to Niall, you know, you've come a long way, you know, to be able to match Corrifin, be able to live with Corrifin, you know, even though you lost. And he says, I'm disappointed. He said, we should have won that game. He said, you know, that's where we are now. He said, we should be beating them. You know, and I suppose that ambition was there at that time, you know, with Niall that time. He kind of saw the potential in the team, and he wanted to be at the top. He wasn't satisfied with just being competing with Corrifin. He wanted to beat them, you know. I suppose we took that attitude forward, and when we went to playing the likes of Cairnacan and Connacht, you know, we weren't satisfied just to be playing them. We wanted to be beating them. And we soon, you know.
Sure. Well, it sounds from listening to that Glen Carmanor Hamilton, your Leitrim opponents this Sunday, are in that stage where Kilcare and Clonburne were a few years ago, making the move from intermediate to senior. What's your impression of your Leitrim opponents this weekend from what you've been able to glean?
Like I said, a team coming from intermediate and winning intermediate, they're coming with a bit of momentum, and they've managed to keep it going. They've managed to keep that going, and I suppose that's what they have now. From what we know, we just take it game by game. We wouldn't be any farther out than the next match, you know. But what we've seen from them, they've made these who would be a fairly well established senior team around. They managed to beat them in the semi final, so they have a number of forwards that are pretty handy, and I've looked at their results in Leitrim, and they have managed to beat a lot of teams by a fair lot, you know. So they're able to score, and obviously they're able to play to be able to create such a high number of scores. So yeah, they have their tracks, they have their potential. All right, so we'll be treating them as seriously as we do every other game, and we prepare for every game, you know. Make any assumption about, we go out and play every game as if we were playing as if they were the Con when we go attend them. Yeah.
That's the voice of Willie Ward, manager of Kilkerran Clonburne of Galway, on a dodgy phone line earlier today. Kilkerran have won 9 Galway senior football titles in a row. They are a formidable side. Sunday's Connacht senior final is going to be live for you in full here on Ocean FM from Swinford, from the earlier time of 1 o'clock. Commentary from Katie Walsh and Darren Kelly. And the game is also going to be streamed live, if you want to watch it, by Connacht LGFA for a tenner. After the break, we know all about Amber Barrett, Kira Grant and Roma McLaughlin when it comes to Donegal women's soccer. But we're going to introduce you to the next generation of up-and-coming soccer talent in the county, the Donegal Under-13 Gainer Cup team.
Ocean FM.
Ocean FM's final whistle. Thanks to Donegal Plumbing and Heating. Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samsung and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs.
Well, the Republic of Ireland 11, Georgia 0 broke all sorts of soccer records internationally for Ireland this week. The team featured three Donegal footballers who were all introduced as second-half substitutes. Amber Barrett scored, Kira Grant of Shelburne, and Roma McLaughlin, who's a sports scholarship student in the United States, also featured in the game. And the Donegal girls under 13 soccer team, who were at the Slovakia match watching the Ireland seniors last week, they're in action themselves this Saturday when they'll take on one of the biggest girls youth leagues in Dublin in the National Gaynor Cup semi-final. They reached the last four last weekend after beating North Tipperary at the Lakeside Centre in Ballyshannon on penalty kicks. The Donegal girls under 13 team manager Breege McGinty has been telling us about the drama around that victory.
It was great credit to the girls. They really dug it out. It was a tough, tough game. Tipperary put it up to us. The girls deserve great credit for coming out on top on the penalty shootout.
A penalty, shootout is always a bit of a lottery. Had the girls experienced anything like this before?
Nothing like that. I know in the group stages, when we were playing Mayo, they drew 1-1. And at the end of them games, they go to penalty shootouts for practice to give them the experience of hitting penalties. We lost that penalty shootout, and it went to sudden death, and we lost it 5-4. So they did take penalties before, but it's still, they're so young to the experience and they're so nervous. It's just heartbreaking for every player that has to even go forward to hit a penalty.
Tell me about your goalkeeper who made two crucial saves during this spot kick.
She was amazing during the spot kick, but during the whole game, there were one time she miskicked the ball. During the game, the forward came in and was in. She had a reaction save that any Premier League keeper would be proud of. Lauren was exceptional throughout the game. Her distribution from her hand, the kickouts were good. And she's such a nervous person, but she had an amazing game in nets. And to pull off two saves and penalty shootout, talk about a hero.
Sure, I think I interrupted you inadvertently when you were about to give her name. What is the keeper's name again?
Lauren McArdle.
Okay. The penalty kick competition, maybe there's not as much pressure on goalkeepers in spot kick. It's down to the player to convert, I suppose. But it's got to be nerve-wracking, particularly for these girls who are 11, 12 years of age.
Yeah, that's it. They're so young. Not many people experience penalty shootouts and them thinking of how vital it is. The ones that were stepping up, it was what if I miss? What if I miss them? If you miss, you miss. You just go and try and put it into the net. I was keep it on target. I was it's up to the keeper to try and stop your shot. But I says, if you keep it on target, you have a good chance of putting it into the net. So it is pressure on the penalty kick shooters. It's also, and the thing is, we were able to stand in with the ones that were going up for the penalties. But the keepers are down on the other side of the pitch on their own. To be 12-13 on them, and that high intensity, high level, high pressure, they have a lot of to absorb.
Where has this run in the Gaynor Cup come from, would you say?
The girls have really put it in at training. We train once a week. That's all the time that we have. We can get them because our season's during the summer. And they're training with their club and playing matches. Now, Donegal Women's League is a small league. At under 13 level, I would say we have only about 60-70 players in total, and our squad's a squad of 23, I think we have in the squad, 18 on the match, panel of 18 for a match day. Now that's hard to pick on a match day, which players are playing, which players are left behind, but they committed the whole way through the season since we started training back in August, and they've really, really give the commitment. Every game, our first game in Sligo, we played at the community centre in Letterkenny. Now, it was a tough game because it went to 2-2. But from there to last Tuesday night when they played Sligo again, the improvement in every player was seen that night. Now, Ballyshannon was a fast-paced pitch. On the after, it was so much different to playing on grass. And it took them the first half to adapt to that. But in fin, like, we were under severe pressure by Tipperary in the first half. But as I said to my half-time, we conceded a penalty in the first half. That was the only way they scored. We defended really strong and really well. And it was up to us now to try and push on, see if we could get our foot in the ball and try and go and score. We equalised from Ashimugan, took a free kick. The keeper dropped it, and Chloe Deeney was in, like so quick to tap that ball into the net. And that settled the girls again. So from there, they pushed on then into extra time. And last 30 seconds in the game, we conceded, which was heartbreaking for them because I thought we had it over the line. But
yeah,
then it was just the way. But they played really well. Like from the second half out, from the start of the second half, we really tried to push forward, get our foot in the ball, try to get players moving, and it was so much better. But like in saying that, because it took them that time to get the Lakeside's Astro quick pace on that Astro,
sure,
wound and freezing cold. Don't know how they kept warm throughout the game. Like, we were just immense.
I've seen your name over the years in Donegal sporting press, been mentioned in dispatches about the work you do for youth soccer in general, women's soccer in particular. You've been flying the flag for so many years now. This must be lovely to see the fruits of, you know, of the youth soccer, girls' youth soccer labour coming through, to see a team get to an All-Ireland semi-final like this.
Yeah, no, like, the work has been done. We have a lot of work going on now with clubs. Okay, I'm instigating the development and hopefully that more teams come on board. Now, this year we had the south of the county, and that's why we moved the game to the south of the county, was because we had the Drumbar Club and St. Catherine Club coming in at that section of the county. And it's great. There is talent in the south of the county. There always was talent in the south of the county. Like, not that many years ago, Kate Keeney was an international player. She's up now doing sports science with the international women's team. She's the one who's doing the GPSs and all of that with the senior ladies. She came from Donegal Town. You had Ailish Ward from
Mount Charles.
Mm. She was an international the year before Kira Grant. Like, there was always talent in the south, but it was just to get them that. And I think with the clubs coming from the south now, that there'll be more girls actually getting recognised in the county ward, first of all, and then hopefully they can push on for internationals.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, like, that the two girls you mentioned there, Breach, Ailish Ward is actually a co-commentator on Ocean FM from time to time with in our sporting coverage. So, and she does Gaelic games for us, but I know she is a very talented soccer player, and that's a game she has a deep affinity for as well. And you mentioned Kate Keeney, of course, whose brother Jack captained UCD to win their promotion playoff on Friday night. So
yeah,
there's a strong lineage there in the Keeney household when it comes to soccer.
Yeah. No, they are, like, Kate was a very good soccer player. So was Ailish. Like, they came, and it's just, and they came from the south, and they had to come to Finn Valley to play football in Balbuffet. Like, that's where they were, their club team was. There was nothing in the south for them. I know Donegal Town for a while had football, and Danielle McDevitt and Amy Boyle Carr came out of them for internationals. Like, there is talent down that south end. It's just trying to get them in more regularly into a league setup. More games they play, the better it'll be.
So, but
like, the work that's going down in the north as well, like, everybody's coming on par. It's just getting stronger every year. More girls playing, which is a help as well, because
it's
the competition gets higher. So then when you go to the higher level of the Gainer Cup, you're on a level par with the other teams. You're not actually going saying, oh, well, we are only, we have to pick 20 out of 30 players. Like, whereas now you're, like, I know when they go for their trials, they're picking two keepers out of 70 keepers, whereas we have, like, keepers is a problem for every small league. So that's why we're so glad that Lauren is there. And then we, Mary B from Mulroy, she broke her foot after the Mayo game. It was after the Cavan game. She broke her foot after the Cavan game. So, like, we're down to the one keeper, so we're trying to keep Lauren injury free.
Right, okay.
But MGL, biggest league, they have thousands of players to pick from. Like, they have, and it's not even just Dublin. They come in to Kildare, they go into Waterford, they go into Wexford, they go into Meath, they go into, like, they go in more just than one county. They cover a good portion of that east side of the, like, sure. It's probably a Leinster league more than just a Dublin league.
Yeah. MGL, in case people are wondering, stands for Metropolitan Girls League. It's one of the big Dublin girls leagues, and that's who Donegal will be playing in their semi-final, which is a great place to be. One last thing I want to ask you, Breach. I don't know if this was a team bonding exercise, but you brought your Gaynor Cup girls under 13 team to Dublin for Ireland's international World Cup qualifier against Slovakia.
Yeah, it was just a team bonding session. What we did with the older girls for the last international game was we took them up to the Dome and National Sports Campus, did a training session with the mayor, and then go on out to Tala to the ladies game. So then when this ladies game came up, we says, right, we'll take the younger age group. So it just happened to be the under 13 and under 12 players that went this time. We did the exact same. We did an hour in the Dome in the National Sports Campus, indoor all-weather pitch, absolutely brilliant. And then out to the ladies' game. The girls had a really good time out.
Sure, and just for them to see the Katie McCabe's, the Megan Connolly's, the Denise O'Sullivan's, just the importance of that, to see the future, the role models, you know, that they can aim towards at a future date, maybe.
Yeah, that was it. There was, like, the girls were going up. There's three Donegal players in that Ireland squad. Like, you won't see that. You have one in the men's team, Seamus Roman, right. But you have Amber Baird, you have Roman McLaughlin, you have Keira Grant.
Yeah.
The three of them, like, talk about role models for young girls in Donegal. Like, they actually seen them firsthand. Like, it was brilliant for them. Like, some of them were like, oh my God, I can't believe she's out there playing. And we were like, well, you can dream. This can be the start of your dream to aim for that level. Like,
and clearly there are good things happening in youth women's soccer in the county at the moment. And you'd like to see that continue in terms of branching out to other clubs and widening the reach north and south of the gap.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we have the 13s, 15s, Gainers. We're in National League level at 17s and 19s. The progression that we did this year in the 17s and 19s were immense. Like, in the Cup, Piemont, who went on to win it, beat us on the last kick of the game in the semi-final at under-17 level and went on to beat then Cork 2-0. So, like, it was a kick of the ball between us and Piemont, who's the biggest ladies team in the country. In the under-17 league, Treaty knocked us out of the semi-final of the league, and they went on and beat Piemont in that. So, like, there wasn't much between us and as they progress up the ladder. We have, as we said, we're looking from a small element of players, but the quality within that small section, and hopefully that other players see the benefits going in then from your Gaynor Cups up to your National League into your 17s, 19s. Now, the only thing that is letting down Donegal at the minute is no senior women's team at national level, but our aim is in 2 years, by 2023, that we will have that element of the game in Donegal that we'll be competing at national level for on a regular basis for ladies as well.
Breach McGinty, team manager of the Donegal Girls League under 13 soccer team, and their Gaynor Cup final against the Dublin Metropolitan League North is this Saturday afternoon at the Oscar Traynor Centre in Dublin. 2:15 kickoff. We'll keep you in touch with that throughout Saturday. Sports Beat. Good luck to the under 13 Donegal girls there. If you are a Manchester United supporter, you may have your head in your hands at the moment. At Old Trafford, it's United 0, Arsenal 1 in tonight's Premier League game across channel. But the goal arriving in bizarre fashion from an Arsenal corner kick. United goalkeeper David De Gea went down injured, but he wasn't fouled. He just went down hurt. And play continued as Emile Smith-Rowe volleyed in from 20 yards. United players appealing that the ref should have stopped the game. but as there was no foul, Martin Atkinson has allowed the goal to stand. So there's a lot of reaction to that, needless to say, but United a goal down to Arsenal in the opening quarter of tonight's Premier League game in England. Before we finish, a reminder of our live sport this weekend. Saturday, we're on the air on oceanfm.ie from 1:30 from Dr. Hyde Park in Roscommon for the Connacht Intermediate GAA football semi-final. St. Folias of Roscommon against St. Farran's of Sligo. It's live from 1:30 and we'll bring it on FM from 2 o'clock onwards when Saturday Sports Beat starts as well. Then on Sunday, we're on at the earlier time of 1 o'clock. Full match commentary from Swinford. I beg your pardon. Glencarmanor Hamilton of Leitrim against Kilcurran Clonburn of Galway in the Women's Connacht LGFA Senior Football Championship decider. That's live in full. And we'll also have live commentary. We're not forgetting about the game in Ballina, Tourlestrad of Sligo against the Mayo champions Knockmore in the Connacht GAA Senior Football Club Championship semi-final. That's a 1:30 throw-in. John Lynch and Martin McGann will be there for us. It's going to be live across the Ocean FM Sport platforms as well, courtesy of Flynn's Pub in Acclare. And it's also being streamed live by Connacht GAA from 1:30. And the women's final also being streamed live by Connacht LGFA from 1 o'clock this Sunday. A reminder too that The Final Whistle is available as a podcast each week on oceanfm.ie and wherever you get your podcasts. Simply search for Ocean FM Ireland to find it. We're back next week, same time, same place.
But there is the full-time whistle.
There goes the hooter.
And it's full time.
And that's a whistle of joy.
Supporters invading the pitch. We won it! We won it! We won it!
Ocean FM's Final Whistle. Thanks to Donegal Plumbing and Heating. Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samsung and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs.